This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Charlie Pierce, and Kerry O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will channel more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, the book The Higher Power of Lucky by Susan Patrone won the Newbery Medal for Best Children's Book of the Year. Many librarians in schools, though, are refusing to put it on their shelves. Why?
Because it has a word in it that upsets librarians.
You know, we specialize in upsetting librarians in this show, so go ahead and
say
it. You can say the word.
Scrotum.
It included the word scrotum. So you can understand. So you can understand what librarians were getting a little testy. Early in the book, Lucky, who is the young heroine of this book, overhears someone saying that his dog was bit by a rattlesnake on the scrotum.
Oh!
Quote, scrotum sounded to Lucky like something green that comes up when you have the flu and cough too much. It sounded.
Well, you turn your head and cough.
You know, actually, the thing about scrotum is it's onomatopoeia. I mean, if there's ever a word that sounded like the thing it was, it would be scrotum.
Now, because of that brief mention, librarians in schools are refusing to shelve the book. One Colorado librarian called it, quote, a Howard Stern-type shock treatment just to push the envelope.
Your Doesn't answer. Anyone remember being a kid? That would be like the only reason you opened up a book. See, I think if they wanted kids to really read books, they would put a picture of a breast every 5 pages.
Hell with kids, bro.
That was going to say.
That's sell to adults, too. I mean,
I am so thinking about that for my next book. One that I write and the one that I read.
Charlie, the state of New Mexico is trying to cut down on drunk driving, and they've got a plan. If you're in a New Mexico bar and you make a pit stop before you hit the road, what might warn you against getting behind the wheel?
They have talking urinals.
They do. Even better
than... Boy, are you drunk!
It's even better than talking urinals. They're talking urinal cakes.
Oh, that's right, yes.
These, of course, the little disinfecting cakes that sit in the bottom of urinals. Now they talk.
I remember when those things talked back in the 60s. A lot of stuff talked. That's nothing new.
Apparently the message just was not getting through to drivers in New Mexico, so the state has turned to 500 talking urinal cakes. When a man steps up to the urinal in a bar or restaurant, a flirty female voice pipes up, uh-oh, saying, quote, hey, big guy, having a few drinks? Think you had one too many? She then suggests getting a ride home. So far, the talking urinals have caused quite a sensation among drinkers and bathroom goers. However, there are reports of at least 3 inebriated men trying to get the urinal to come home with them.
I bet it's more than 3.
You know.
The urinal looks really good at closing time.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a bit.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again.